Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. A wrongful death suit has been filed against Tiger Woods. The parents of a bartender at the golfer's restaurant are now suing Woods, his girlfriend, and the eatery for allegedly over-serving their son, who then died in a drunk driving accident. It was only last month that we saw Woods smiling again, the comeback kid conquering the Masters.
The return to glory.
Yet, fresh off that win, the golfing great finds himself once again in legal trouble.
He was a wonderful son.
She was mom to 24-year-old Nicholas Immenberger. He was working, pouring drinks at Woods Restaurant in Jupiter, Florida. The family contends that Immenberger himself was served alcohol to the level of severe intoxication. He then died in a single-car crash. Woods was not at the restaurant that night, back in December, but the lawsuit claims he knew Immenberger had a drinking problem.
They fueled his addiction with more alcohol instead of help.
Spencer Coogan there, he is the family's attorney.
Anyone who has responsibility from a management and ownership level ultimately is responsible for what occurs.
And Millsy, the golfer's girlfriend, Erica Herman, was named in the lawsuit because she manages his restaurant.
Intriguing. How has Tiger reacted?
Well, Woods, you remember he just received the Medal of Freedom from President Trump last week. He has addressed the issue. It was at a press conference for this week's PGA Championship.
Well, we're all very sad that Nick passed away. It was a terrible night, a terrible ending. We feel bad for him and his entire family.
Millsy and Basil, the parents say their son was planning to go back to school, and they are now seeking unspecified monetary damages.